The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
St. James Hospital in Dublin is naming a walkway at the Mercier Centre for Ageing after Chuck Feeney, the late philanthropist who gave €20 million towards the building. Irish-American businessman Chuck Feeney made significant donations to many international projects over his lifetime, and in fact, Forbes magazine named him the James Bond of philanthropy. Well, the new walkway will hopefully inspire others to replicate Chuck Feeney's goodwill. It's going to be called the Feeney Way, and it aims to promote the idea of giving while living. Now, to talk about all of this, I'm joined by Professor Roseanne Kenny, Regius Professor of
Physic. That's the old word for medicine.
It is the old word. I was looking at this and thinking, am I right? Is she psychic or is she physic?
No.
She's physic. Anyway, that's medicine, at Trinity College Dublin and a lead investigator for Tilda. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you met Chuck a few times.
Yes, I did. I met him on a number of occasions when he visited Ireland and in his apartment in San Francisco.
Now, he was a quiet man. I had the honour of meeting him once at a time when a biography about him came out. Very quiet man.
He was a very humble man, actually. A very quiet man with, I would say, almost a wicked sense of humour. He saw humour in gentle little everyday things and really got a great kick out of Ireland for those reasons. I think the book you're talking about, Conor O'Clery's book, nicely encapsulated Chuck the person.
He and Conor came in and, you know, he had the comfort of Conor to answer the questions where he was just too modest to answer them.
That's right, yes. No, he was very modest. But he believed, actually, in very much giving whilst living. And what we're calling the walkway is the Feeney Way. In other words, his philosophy, which was giving whilst living. He used to say, it's a lot more fun to give while you're alive than to give while you're dead. And he also used to say, I want my last check to bounce.
Yeah.
So that was his attitude.
Remind us how he made his money, because he was an absolute innovator in aviation.
Yes, he was an innovator in aviation, and of course all of the duty-free shops that we take for granted now, that was his whole concept, and that was probably the biggest investment that he had, but he had a number of other then investments that spun from all of that. And he was an Irish-American and very dedicated to Ireland and, as you know, gave the guts of $2 billion to Ireland, both to education, but also he was engaged very much in health and healthcare. He came to see the facilities at St. James's. He almost said they were not fit for purpose, some of the accommodation, etc., very old accommodation, and he wanted to change that. And hence the Institute for Successful Aging, Mercer's Institute, was born. He did give over $20 million towards it, and the value of that was it leveraged significant resource then from government for the entire building.
Now, was he across the project, or did he just kind of write the cheque and say, get on with it?
Absolutely across the project. Not only that, but I remember the first time I met him when we were walking around with him, he said, I want you to know the number of pylons that are going into the ground. In other words, he expected when giving that those he was engaged with in the context of giving would also be very much beat-to-beat involved in, as we were, in the building of the Institute.
So he would update himself on the plans?
On the plans, on the project, how it was going on. And indeed, his wife, Helga, when they brought Chuck's ashes home for burial to Ireland, came to Mesa during her visit to see a mural that he had personally commissioned by a friend of his, Desmond Kinney, on Tiernan Oge. That was his own gift. It wasn't an Atlantic resource. It was his own gift to the Institute.
Yeah. Now, tell me about the Feeney Way. What does it look like? Where exactly is it?
Okay, so it's the link between our Institute, which is a 120-bedded clinical research facility in the heart of St. James's.
Now, is that brand new?
It's brand new. Completely new. So 120 new beds, a whole new rehabilitation facility. We have then a research block, if you like. And in addition to that, we see about 30,000 patients a year in new outpatient and ambulatory care facilities. So it's a really good state-of-the-art new build, which enables us to pull together what was very disjointed, disparate dispersed accommodation into one site, and it makes it so much more efficient. And this corridor links the main hospital activity to the institute.
Now, I can see in my mind's eye the complex at St. James Hospital.
Yeah.
And I can see in my mind's eye where the Lewis comes through. Oh. So if I was to get off the Lewis at the main entrance to the hospital, or as close as you can, where do I turn left?
I'm going to actually tell you to stay on the Lewis
okay.
to the Fatima stop. And
okay.
you come from Fatima directly into the institute.
So I go beyond James's.
You're going beyond James's, and it's we have the Fatima stop is just outside, beyond the next stop after the one you're talking about
yeah.
within James's. And that's the entrance to our unit, which is terrific for older patients because it's very, very close by. But also we have an area for people to leave patients and wait for them from outpatient clinics, etc.
Yeah. The business that you do there, I mean, you see an awful lot of people, but relatively few of them are going to be in those beds. Isn't that so?
So the 120 beds that we have are for patients who are older, generally, who have had strokes, who require rehabilitation, who have been acutely admitted and are unwell. So it's a quite a mix of care and critical, from critical care through to rehabilitation. But we don't have any long-term
care beds.
They're
not long stay, no.
They're not.
So
yeah.
in terms of, you know, getting people to age better than has been the case, I mean, there are a few key things. Obviously, staying mobile, getting adequate nutrition, addressing problems earlier rather than later, all of those kind of things, that's part of what you do.
It is very much part of what we do. And I suppose in the context of what we're talking about today, what I love is the science behind what Chuck Feeney's philosophy and Chuck Feeney's way was, giving whilst living. There's actually really good science now that if you make money, you do much better in terms of your own biology if you give it rather than spending it on something for yourself. So there's been lovely experiments which have shown that both brain function, immune system function, and how you feel, your mood and anxiety
yeah.
levels and worry
I mean,
levels.
I suppose people experience that when they give a gift on a birthday or something like that. They get a sense of that in a small way.
That's
and
right.
you're saying to the gazillionaires out there, listen, you could be having a much better time and extend your life.
That's
if
right.
If you gave some of your gazillions away.
So our ambition in James's is actually to try and encourage that through the Feeney Way. And we've got two major projects which we're trying to resource currently with leverage support, philanthropy. And that's our Cancer Institute and also a new acute care tower.
All right. So all to be financed, you hope. Jointly financed. A bit
jointly
here,
financed.
A bit there, but
yeah.
a lot of it from philanthropy.
And also the collective good, is not to forget that. You know, whatever you can give, give. Preferably resource, obviously, for what we're talking about, but also time, skills. It's more than money. So give whatever is within your ability. You'll feel better for it and be better.
And the Feeney Way, linking the main hospital with this new institute, that's where you'll find it. Professor Roseanne Kenny, Regius Professor of Physic at Trinity College Dublin, lead investigator for Tilda. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.